T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Masataka Yoshida, who swings, and it's a ground ball up the middle, off the glove of the second baseman Frazier, and into center field. One run is in as Devers is around from second, and on to third goes Turner. So Yoshida has his first Red Sox hit.
As you hear there, first hit from Masataka Yoshida from today's Nissan Red Sox postgame show. You can hurry in to the Nissan Thrill of the Drive sale event and get a killer deal today at your local Nissan store or NissanUSA.com. Clock's ticking, so catch these offers while you can. Jones and Mego, marathon shift, taking you up until Rich Keefe and Andy Hart, I believe it is, at 6 o'clock. They're on location. You can start dialing them up. You can start dialing us up. 617-779-7937. Mego, Red Sox lose 10-9. Orioles won. Yankees won. Rays won. Blue Jays are winning. Red Sox could easily wake up tomorrow in last place. At least they showed a little bit of fight in this game, but it was too little too late.
One game. So, of course, I'm not going to overreact, but it was pretty bad. I mean, the pitching's a mess, and you were facing Baltimore, whose outfield defense was embarrassing. Like, didn't even look major league level.
Right from the first inning. That first misplay on, was it Mullins in center field on Verdugo's, like, pop fly triple to start the game? Like, yes, right away their outfield defense was awful.
The Orioles have a lot of young talent, and that's exciting for them, and can say more for at least than what you have right now, for the most part. But, this should have been a game that you had, I thought, even with the dismal pitching. And it looks rough, man. I don't know.
I like the way Tomasi put it. John Tomasi, NBC Sports boss and everybody's favorite. Orioles try to give the game away. Red Sox can't take it. Baltimore wins 10-9 in the battle for fourth place. That's pretty much what it was.
Tomasi has been on one today.
Oh, Tomasi has really had a great day on Twitter. I completely agree. From the ceremony to early on when the Red Sox fell behind to that tweet right there. It was the battle for fourth place.
Sorry.
And you should be. And the Orioles tried to give it to you, and the Red Sox weren't good enough to take it. A lot of different ways we can go. I hated Kluber getting the start
over Chris Sale.
You want to start there, or you want to start with the pitch clock? You want to start with the decision to go with Kluber?
Let's start with Kluber, because Kluber was really bad.
You're paying him
$11 million. I believe this was from Jen McCaffrey saying, in the fifth inning by pitch, or sorry, not before the fifth inning, she had this here, a two-run homer, double, single, and a walk, and Kluber's day is done with one out in the fourth. Cora comes in to get him, and then, of course, you had Zach Kelly coming in and immediately bouncing it in the dirt.
Oh my Christ.
It was a mess. I don't know, unless Sale comes out and is like so abysmal on Saturday, how do you look at that opening day and say that Kluber is the guy
it was
that should
so
have
stupid.
Been out there?
It was so stupid. Me and you were in agreement on this. Arkham was the one, and he's not here today because he had to do the pregame show, so he didn't want to stick around.
He's going to sleep well tonight.
But he's the one who wanted Kluber. That's right. He had the Orioles and the over today.
Yes.
Good bet for Arkham. But he's the one who wanted Kluber. That was so dumb. It was so dumb to go with Kluber today. And I love that, like, Corey Kluber's going to throw strikes. Chris Martin's going to throw strikes. Nobody threw strikes on this Red Sox team. 9 walks today. And this is my real takeaway from the game, beyond the Kluber thing, which was stupid. The pitch clock. Did you think the pitch clock was noticeable? And I don't know if that's even a fair question when there's 19 runs and the game was, what, 3:10? What was the official time on this game here today? Something like that is where it finished. So I don't even know if it's fair to ask the question when you had so many walks and so many runs scored today. 3:10, right?
3:10 on the nose.
Thank you. So when you have so many runs scored and so many walks, I don't even know if it's a fair question. I didn't find it particularly noticeable. I wasn't sitting there going, whoa, what sport am I watching? I found myself doing the same thing I always do, which is, okay, it's 1-0, I'm going to glance at my phone. And okay, the Red Sox are down 5-1, I'm going to glance at my phone even more. Like, I wasn't sitting there, like, hanging on every pitch because it was moving so quickly. It was faster. The fact there were 19 runs and it was barely a three-hour game, the fact that the Red Sox walked 9 guys and it was barely a three-hour game, that tells you something. But other than a few pitch clock violations, there was nothing that jumped out to me where I said, oh my gosh, look at, this is a completely different game.
The Braves and the Nationals walked a combined 10 batters. They went 7-2. They finished 6 minutes shorter than the Red Sox game did.
Okay, so that's a lot less runs. The Yankees game flew today,
Yankees,
right?
Yankees was under 2.5 hours. I'm sorry, just over 2.5 hours.
So again, maybe this isn't a fair game. Maybe we just got a crappy game, but it's the first one I really sat down and watched. I wasn't watching all the games in spring training, hand to God. But I didn't find it overly noticeable as a fan outside of a pitch clock violation here and there. Kind of felt like the same sport, not some magical silver bullet to save the sport.
Right. I would say that the steals that the Orioles pulled off were pretty noticeable. And then was it Will Fleming who pointed out on our broadcast?
Yes, Will.
Will pointed it out that they were running every time that the pitch clock got down to 5 seconds.
Giant bases. Oh, the pitch clock getting down to 5 seconds.
Every
they just timed
time,
it out.
That's when one of these birds would take off.
Get out of here with that nonsense.
And that makes me go back and question, okay, we played Alex Cora yesterday talking about how locked in he is, how prepared he is for this season.
Imagine if he wasn't.
I gotta say, between Rafael Devers and that nonsense happening behind your back, it doesn't look like the preparation for the rule changes was extremely tight.
Great point. Alex Cora, he's all locked in. He's all motivated. Did they look ready to go? Did they look ready to go with the Orioles just running around the base? They're still running around the bases. 5 steals today. Did the Red Sox even throw? The Red Sox didn't even attempt to throw. They didn't even try.
Reese is like, I'll get him next time.
So like,
next time I'm going to throw him out. Like,
oh, next time. Oh, next time.
Next time.
See, that's the great thing about baseball. There's always a tomorrow.
No, and like, I don't want to overreact to opening day.
By the way, they're off tomorrow.
Yeah.
I think it's going to rain all weekend also.
I don't want to overreact to opening day. Yeah. Oh, no, wait, I do. I do want to overreact to opening day. It's all we have to react to, and I do want to react to it. Alex Cora's all motivated. Imagine if he wasn't. They might have got smoked, which they kind of did. They were getting smoked all day long. 8-2, 10-4. They were getting smoked. They made it close at the end. Fine.
Well, again, it should have been at best 10-8, except for Baltimore's defense is so crappy.
That's a good point,
stupid.
Too. Mateo hucked it away. 617-779-7937. Did you notice the pitch clock? Did you like the experience? Is it going to save the sport? And maybe it just can't save the Red Sox from themselves. Maybe it's as simple as that. Again, 617-779-7937. On Yoshida, real quick. I thought he was having a nice day. Mm-hmm. And then he has the ground out, the rollover there that should have been a game-ending double play. He's ready with the game on his shoulders to potentially walk the thing off and give the Red Sox the win. He doesn't. Now, it's not like he had a horrible day. He had 2 hits. He was on base 3 times, but he doesn't come through in a big spot. Your thoughts, Mego?
Well, I think he alleviated at least one of our fears, which that he wasn't going to be able to hit anything over 90. Hit a 95-mile-per-hour pitch, so that's nice to see.
His first hit was like a bleeder through the infield.
Right.
His second hit was off a 95 mile an hour
fastball. Drilled in the arm with one, so got on base that way. I'd give him a B+, a B. I don't know. Maybe that's too generous, but it was like, I guess I didn't expect him to come in on opening day and like homer off the bat, literally. So I thought it was fine.
I would have liked to have seen him come through in that spot. That's what I would have liked to have seen, but maybe that's too lofty of a goal for him. He had a good opening day for the Red Sox. Not a great opening day,
but a good one. Something in the B range is probably about right. Let's get to some phone calls. What else are we doing here, Mega? We're only on for a few more minutes before Keith and Hart take over at the top of the hour. Brian's in Parksburg. Go ahead, Brian.
I just wanted to say that when Adalberto Mondesi comes back, the Red Sox will get a lot of stolen bases. And I really think that Chris Sale should have started instead of Corey Kluber.
Okay, I definitely think that second thing. I have no idea when Mondesi is coming back. So, like,
he's going to save the season?
At least 60 days from now.
Hold your breath.
So then they're, so by the time he gets back, everybody else will have figured out the pitch clock completely.
Yes.
And then you'll start stealing bases. Whereas
precisely.
Everybody else is, like, tight on the rules.
If you're hitching your wagons to Adalberto Mondesi to save your season, that tells you a lot about where the Red Sox are at. I completely agree, though. Like, I buy Red Sox season tickets. I buy them a month in advance. I'm all excited for Red Sox opening day. And look, there were plenty of seats available today. And it's also a big corporate day.
No. They sold out. They sold out.
I saw
they sold out, Jones.
I saw they quote unquote sold out. I did see that.
36K.
I saw that. Something tells me they didn't actually. But I know it's a big corporate day too. But let's say I pony up for opening day tickets. And I did it months in advance before I could get them for like $9 today. And I get there and I got to watch Corey Kluber walk Fenway Park. Like, I that's not what I paid for. That's not what I wanted to see. Chris Sale should have started. And the fact that he didn't tells you a lot. They're afraid of him. They're afraid of him already. And, like, that's one of the guys that can save your season. Not Mondesi, Sale. And they're scared of him.
We packed the wife and the kids in the car and paid all that money for parking and concessions so we could watch Ryan Brazier do Ryan Brazier things.
If we had more time, we'd get to Brazier. But quickly,
yeah,
I know you feel the same way about Sale.
The way that you pronounce Brazier is like you're making it sound like it's an undergarment. I got to say, Ryan.
It is an undergarment.
What were you saying there?
Yeah, I know you agree with me on Sale. And
absolutely.
You agree with the caller on
like,
Brazier has thrown the ball great for him. I mean,
It's ultimately not a huge deal, but it just speaks to a lack of confidence in him.
It is a huge deal.
A lack of confidence that, well, for opening day, it's symbolic.
He should have pitched. They're afraid of him. That is a big deal.
Well, it tells me that they don't think he's the ace.
Right.
So Corey Kluber is the ace? That's the alarming point to me.
That's significant. That I think is significant. Paul's in Westfield. Go ahead, Paul.
John, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the change of the season. Without COVID and back to stability now a couple of years in a row. This is nice, and I agree. It's not overreact to one game.
No, I caught myself. I do want to overreact. It's opening day. What else are we doing? Let's overreact.
Thank you. So when our Devers isn't even stepped on the rubber yet, 7-8 seconds before he even steps in, and you're hitting him for 10 seconds, didn't throw the game, but it stinks. It's supposed to be the spirit.
Get in the box. I disagree. Get in the box. Let's go. Like, I didn't find it all that noticeable. But, like, anybody bitching about it, Will Fleming and Sean McDonough and Castig, they're all bitching about it after the game. Like, oh, we got to tweak these rules. No, you don't. Throw the ball, step in the box, let's go.
That was not fun.
I didn't find it all that noticeable today, but maybe that's because the Red Sox had 9 walks and there were 19 runs in the game. Maybe it was just a bad example. I didn't find it all that noticeable, but I'm not sitting here bitching and crying for Rafael Devers because he can't get in the box. Or Chris Martin, who was complaining to the umpire in between innings. What was it, before the 9th inning? Like, or in between the top and bottom of the 8th. Like, I don't want to hear it. These are the rules now, so let's go. Let's go.
And it's the first game of the season. You've been playing with them all through spring training. Isn't this when you should be, like, as Cora said, locked in on this? I understand there's an adjustment period, and so there's going to be things happening, like 5 stolen bases, which is ridiculous.
It's a lot.
But
it's the most since 2013 for the Red Sox.
It's absolutely ridiculous. But something like that, like, the batter should be in the be eager to get in the box and, like, let's go.
Again, one would think. 617-779-7937. There's a lot of you waiting patiently. Here's what we're going to have you do. Hang out. Rich Keefe and Andy Hart are live from Game On right down by Fenway Park. You want to give them a call? You know the number. You want to talk about the Red Sox? Sale should have started. Yoshida's debut. The pitch clock, did it save the sport? It was a little lacking in my estimation, but Keefe and Hart have you covered until 10 o'clock live from Game On, steps away from Fenway Park. That's it for Jones and Mego. Pretty easy day today, Mego.
Yeah, I liked it.
We're back tomorrow at 2. Maybe we'll bitch about the Red Sox. Maybe we'll have something else. We'll talk to you then.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.